There is. There's halacha. It has to be dafkan or behema tahira, and the ksav has to be with diyo. So halacha Moshe Sinai that sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah ain nechtav me'ala b'diyo. Dafka with diyo. So halacha. By the get, there is no such halacha Moshe Sinai. So you just need ksav. So the din is any background is acceptable. And any kind of ink is acceptable. There's no, it says in the Mishnah about kol kosim, you can write with any kind of ink, either dio, wasama, sikr, kumis, kankan, kol dobish, ushal, kayoma. Doesn't necessarily have to be dio. It's a nishkin sefer Torah. Right, we discussed, I think, on the first day when we first started Gittin, we discussed there's a Rashi and Seitan daf yud zayin on the days where Rashi Shita is. That you need sirtut for a get. Machlok is Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says you need sirtut because it's called sefer. Sefer krisus. Because of all sefer krisus, it doesn't mean a sefer Torah. So Rashi holds that halacha l'moshe misinai that you need sirtut is not a din in kisvei hakodesh. It's a din in what's called a sefer. So since a get is also called sefer nechumish, so you need sirtut. And Taisus disagrees that there is no such thing. A get doesn't need a sirtut. We're machmir l'chatchil. there is. There's aloha, it has to be dafkan or behema tahira. And the ksav has to be with dio. It's aloha al-mashim sinai that say for tarot filan mezuzah, ain't nechtav me'ala b'dio. Dafka with dio. It's aloha. By the get, there is no such halacha l'moshe misinai, so you just need ksav. So the din is any background is acceptable, and any kind of ink is acceptable. There's no, it says in the Mishnah about kol kosim, you can write with any kind of ink, either dio, wasama, sikur, kumis, kankan, v'chol dovishu, shal kayoma. Doesn't necessarily have to be dio, so nishkin sefer Torah. Right, we discussed, I think, on the first day when we first started Gittin, we discussed there's a Rashi and Seitan Daf Yud Zayin on the days where Rashi Shita is that you need Sirtut for a get. Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says you need Sirtut because it's called Sefer. Sefer Krisus. Because of all Sefer Krisus, it doesn't mean a Sefer Torah. So Rashi holds that Aloch and Moshe Messina that you need Sirtut is not a din in Kisvi HaKodesh. It's a din in what's called a Sefer. So since a get is also called Sefer Nechumish, so you need Sirtu. And Taisis disagrees that there is no such thing. A get doesn't need a Sirtu. We're Machmel, Lachatchil, we're Machmel like Rashi. We talk about Sirtu, on all the 12 lines, the get is written on a Sirtu. And the Gemara says the Megillah needs Sirtu. No, the Gemara says the Megillah needs Sirtu.
Yeah.
Megillah, the Gemara Megillah says that it says in connection with Megillas Esther that it's Divrei Shalom V'Emes. So the Gemara says Kamita Shal Torah, just like Kamita Shal Torah needs Sirtu. So to Megillah Sestin needs Sirtut. So that's what is the big machlekes. What is Amita Shal Torah? So Rashi says Amita Shal Torah means a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. And Tosfos disagrees.
It's a Egeres. This is a Shekut when it's like a letter, you say.
Yeah. On the one hand, it has some dinim like an Egeres. On the Nikra Sefer, the Nikra Egeres, so it's half and half.
Yeah.
It's half and half. It's the last. The Gemara says it's the last one of the Kisvi HaKodesh. It has the a partial din like Torah Shebichzah, but a partial din like Torah Shebal Peh. It's halfway, right? It was right before the big development of the Torah Shebal Peh followed. That's how the Gemara says that Esther was sof kol anisim shenitnu lihikosei. That's how the Gemara says in Yuma, the pasuk in Tilim, v'natzecha la'yelas ha'shachar, that ma yelas ha'shachar sof kol anisim, ma yelas ha'shachar sof kol alaylo, ha'fester sof kol anisim. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? That the Nes of Purim was the last, Nes. There were Nisim after Nes Chanukah. There were other Nisim also after Esther. So the Gemara says, no, Nitna Likasiv Kuamina. That Sefer Megillas Esther was the last Sefer to be incorporated into the Kisvi HaKodesh. The Gemara says that therefore it has dinim like Tanakh, but not exactly 100%. Nikra Sefer and Nikra Sigeret. So the Gemara says this is one of the dinim that Megillas Esther has that it does need Sirtut. Just like Amita Shal Torah. And that Gemara, that's the beginning of a big machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos, what is Amita Shal Torah? So Rashi says a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. That's Amita Shal Torah. The real McCoy is the Sefer Torah. Megillas Esther also has the same status as a Sefer Torah. It also needs Sirtut. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They say it's not true. A Sefer Torah does not need Sirtut. They claim to have rise from the Gemara. The thing that needs Amita Shal Torah is called Mezuzah. Mezuzah is Amita Shal Torah. Why is it called Amita Shal Torah? Because it has the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Amita Shal Torah. It has the Ikar HaEmuna, the Ikar of Achdus Hashem, Yichud Hashem is there in the mezuzah. So that's called Amita Shal Torah.
The Torah has that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the most important part of the Torah. Yeah. Most important is everything else. There's some of the other things. So that Gemara is the beginning of a whole machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi continues with his Ma'alach and interprets this Gemara in Seita like that. That a Megillah Seita needs Sirtut, and a get for Gerishin needs Sirtut. And Tosfos disagrees with all of this. Tosfos says it's not true by Megillah Seita, and it's not true by the Get Ishto.
What does Sirtut add besides the Chashivas that we give it? But what does it add? I mean, is there anything legally, because the lines are made in there, it's more something, or more legal?
What, by the get?
By the get.
By everything else.
By anything.
No, Rashi says that that's the Tzuras HaSefer. Let's say a book.
It has to have an
Let's say in America, you go buy a book, it has to have a cover, and it has to have a binding, and it has
title
to...
Page,
yeah. Title page, yeah. See, Rashi sheet is, if it doesn't have Sirtut, it's not called a Sefer. Tosfos writes a svara that if you wrote a get, and if you got the right to write the Sirtut, you can put in the Sirtut later.
But we had cases where you could write
Sitta doesn't have to be there. That's the Taisus and Saita. The Sitta doesn't have to be there before you write. Taisus says, that's why you can put it in the Sitta later. It's not a din in order kideli yashire saksav. It's Allah Hashem Sefer. It has to look like the binding you put on after it's all printed. You do everything afterwards, so you can put in the suit that also takes us.
You can put it in the ciphers that you get us, you can write anywhere.
Sloppy, yeah.
Yeah, and this, you have to write straight. But if you put in, if you put on the suit with later, what are you going to put
it? Why, what's wrong?
Because if you haven't written it straight, with no line,
So that's what Taisus writes a svara that the sirtut within Rashi Shita. The sirtut is a din and shame sefer. So just like let's say the binding you put on after it's all finished, after all the printing is over, so you can put in the sirtut also.
On the contrary, it would make you realize how uneven the writing is.
Okay. That's what Taisus in the super.
You can put on a horn of an animal, you can do all kinds of things with the get.
Yeah.
So how do you make sirtut on a horn?
Right, the Mishnah says he can write on a horn.
How do you write on a horn?
Maybe the horn has has rows already, has layers. It could be that it already has layers. I don't know.
You can write on
it. So this is what the Mishnah says, that this halacha l'moshe nisina that you have by sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah, that you need davke or behema tahira, has to be on parchment from a kosher animal. And it has to be with Dio, Ein Nichtov Mele B'Dio. These two halachas l'moshe misinai for sure don't apply to a get isha. For sure don't apply. So the Mishnah says you can either write a get with Dio or with any other kind of ink, and you can write a get on parchment or with any other kind of a background. It's lav davka parchment.
What's the story to say that the requirements for a Medio are more demanding than
a Sefer Torah? I don't know. That's how they understood the Gemara. That a Sefer Torah doesn't need, Megillah needs more.
Mezuzah has a certain key of chenura that the Sefer Torah has to be written to Sidra on the Sefer Torah, not written to Sidra.
Okay, Mezuzah, I can understand that Mezuzah should be more common than a Sefer Torah. It's a separate mitzvah. But a Megillah means from the Kisvi HaKodesh. How can it be that Kisvi HaKodesh is more common than Sefer Torah? It's a Tela, I don't know. How can it be? That's how Taisus holds. So the Mishnah says that you don't necessarily have to use Dio. You can use other things instead. Vos heistaka Dio? When you write a Sefer Torah, the Halacha Moshe Messina says it can only be written with Dio. So what is Dio? So the Rama writes that Dio just means black. That's all. Black. He doesn't even say it has to be black ink. It just means shochel. Let's say you write with a pencil. So the Pashta says that it would also be good. It doesn't necessarily have to be liquid ink. If you write with a pencil, mashma from the Rama Mosa, that is good. Rav Soloveitchik told the story that once in the mountains, not the mountains, on the, where he goes, where he used to go on vacation in Anset, if they noticed on Erev Shabbos that the Sefer Torah wasn't kosher, and there was no cipher available, and they had no ink, so he filled in the missing ice with a pencil. He said that B'Shah Sat Chak,
eventually rubs out.
I don't know.
So does it?
I don't know. The Mishnah says not Shal Kayoma is no good, not only in Hilchos Shabbos, it's no good by Sefer Torah, no good by Get, but it means if it's written in May, Peiris, these Gosh Vachazachim.
Absorbed.
Yeah, Gosh Vachazachim. So the Ramam Shita is that Yo just means that it should be Shachar. But most of the Rishonim do not hold like that. Most of the Rishonim hold that because that Yo means something else. In fact, it's a Shaila. Maybe the other Rishonim hold doesn't have to be black. Maybe it doesn't have to be black.
Gold.
They had a Sefer Torah. They had a Sefer Torah with green ink, I think, in the Jewish Museum downtown. That's what they had, an old Sefer Torah in green ink. A Shaila, maybe the Dio doesn't have to be dafke black. Maybe it has to be a dark color as opposed to a light. Gemara does talk about dark. Sikra is red, yeah.
Good.
No, Shaila isn't a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah.
Black is more visible on
the ground. Yes, green is also visible.
Sometimes the parchment is maybe dark, something yellowish,
Yeah. We can understand why it makes sense, why the Rambam Shita makes sense, that the ink has to be dafke black. But the question is, other Rishonim learn here, the top Tosis learns that Dio means something else. So that's a shaila, what does Dio mean? So Tosis quotes some Rishonim learned that Dio has to be dafke oil
base.
Color.
Oil base.
Yeah. That the oisiyas really sit on top of the cloth, it doesn't really get absorbed. And what did they base that on? Because the Gemara says, where do they quote it? Because the Gemara says here, Tosis quotes the Gemara by Mamadlik in the top Tosis. They quote Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel. Kol Asraf Miyafim Lidyo, Asraf Ketaf Yafim Mikulam. So usually Saraf means the sap that oozes out from a tree. It's a sticky, oily thing. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is Mashma. The Gemara is talking about Dio for a Sefer Torah. So Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that the ink of a Sefer Torah is Halacha Moshe Misina, that you need Dio. What's the din of Dio? There's one halacha should be shachar, that's one din, it should be dark. The Rambam learns that that's the ganza halacha of Dio. Dio means that it should be shachar, means black. Shachar curve should be black. And other Rishonim learn, no, it should be shachar, that's one halacha in the Gemara. And it doesn't necessarily mean black, maybe it means a dark color, maybe other dark color is also good. They don't say shachar kairit. Shachar curve means mamish jet black, very, very jet black. And they learn that Dio is a different halacha. So half of the Rishonim insist, this is a big machlokes that goes, my many quotes, big machlokes, half of the Rishonim hold, like the Gemara in Bava Madlikin, that the halacha Moshe Misina of Dio means that you put in oil in it, that it should sit on top of the cloth. And the Rabbein Tam insisted that it's not correct, that Dio means bedavke no oil, that it should be a watercolor, it should get absorbed into the cloth. And the Rabbein Tam proves that his sheet is correct from the Gemara in Nida. He says, Perek Sheinit the Nida Daf Chofam, and Aleph Tosis quotes it, the din is by a Nida, Anisha becomes a Nida if Dam comes out, Min Amokar. So Dam and Amokar, that part of the body, there's always moisture there. There's always something coming out. Always different colors. Even when the isha is tar, there are always secretions. But if it's not a mara dam, if it's not dam, so it's tar. So how do you determine whether it's dam or not? So the Mishnah says in Nida that only there are five shades of red that are metame. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that dam is only if it's red. And then the Gemara says there were four shades of red, and the fifth one is shachar. If it's jet black, so that's also considered a shade of red. Shachar adam hu elo shalok. So that's also, and there are four other shades of red. And then the Gemara says that today we're not such bikiyim and the maris, so we machma anything that's neitel ad mumis. This is very red. This is mamish. This is like a fire engine, this red. This is not here, the light that's on. This is already a darker, it's a different shade of red. So this is already a different shade of red. Also,
when
we machma.
Hemorrhage, it's black, actually. The blood is black.
Yeah?
On the hemorrhage. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the Mishnah lists off all of the colors, the black with the other four of red. Mm-hmm. So then the Gemara says, it was unusual to have a maradam that was black, that's very unusual. Shachar ka'irif, so black, raven black, mamish jet black. So that's a shot of the Gemara says that the ritzuas of the tefillin have to be shachar also. So a lot of times people, when you buy the ritzuas, they're jet black, very black. But then if they wear them a couple of months, so it becomes grayish. So that's a shayla. Are they still kosher, or does it have to be jet black? So the Mishnah Berurah writes a kula. Unusual. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah writes a kula that since the Gemara, collector's item, that since the Gemara didn't say that it has to be shachar ka'orev, an orev is a raven, that never said it has to be shachar. So he says shachar means it should be darkish. Should be darkish. If it's gray, is also good. He's making. Sometimes the ritzuos are mamish rubbed off, mamish white. So that's toik takanish. Then the Mishnah Berurah even has a chiddush. Let's say the ritzuas are so long and so wide that even if you'll cut off the part that's white, you still have kosher ritzuas. It's still long enough and wide enough. It still has the whole shear. So why not say dal mehacha the part that's white? So he writes a chiddush. He has no mocker. He writes an egin chiddush. He thinks that passels the ritzuas. He says cut it off. But Kozman, you didn't cut it off. If part of it is dark, it's one long piece, and part of it is not black. He claims that passes. He writes an original chiddush. He doesn't have any rishonim. The belt is makel on that. But as long as the ritzuas are very long and they're very wide, and even though part of it is whitish, so they're makel. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's not right. He thinks it should be medaktik on it. So that's a din of shachar by ritzuas. It says shachar doesn't have to be shachar ka'irev. But by dam anida, it has to be mamish shachar ka'irev, jet black. Otherwise, it's not a maratomi. Otherwise, there are always secretions with different colors. And it doesn't matter. So the Gemara says, Rabami, that Gemara Nida Davchov, that Tosis quotes, Rabbi Ami was an Amora who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to, someone came with a Mara Shachar, with a dark black Mara. He wanted to see, is it really Shachar Koyerev or not? So he could have taken a tape recorder. Mom is jet black. So he didn't have a tape recorder. Should have taken a black hat? Didn't have a black hat. Somebody wore a gray hat, but blue hat, whatever. So he wanted to compare it against something else. Like some of the Rabbanim, the Poskim say that when the Mare Dam is brown, Dama Yorek is a Machleke Satanoi. So Dama Yorek, Yorek doesn't mean green, that's what the Rishonim say. Yorek Kekarsi is green. But Yorek doesn't mean green. Yorek either means, sometimes it means brown, and sometimes it means yellow, and sometimes it means, I already forgot what other colors. Brown and yellow, brown and yellow. So they say that brown, if Isha has a mare, that's brown, like coffee color, so that's tahor. That's not a maritomi, that's a maritomi. So some rabbanim will take a jar of coffee, and they'll put coffee on the table next to the mare to see whether it's the same color as coffee, or it's darker. If it's darker than the color of coffee, then it's like shachar.
Is that raw coffee or made coffee?
No,
I think it's raw coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, all kinds of coffee.
The beans,
ground beans. Yeah,
they're lighter than the coffee.
Then they're light. Yeah.
They're lighter.
I think they're lighter than
coffee
when you make
beans.
The coffee.
Are very dark. Coffee beans are very dark.
I don't know. So that's what Abami did. He had a mare shachar. He wanted to compare it to real shachar to see if it's his taka so dark and it's tame, or if it's lighter. So he took poly. He took a curta de diosa, a little chunk of ink. Apparently they had solid of ink, and then they would dissolve it in water, and they'd mix it together, and that would be the ink. So he took this curta de diosa, and he cracked it open, poly. Maybe on the outside the color had changed. So he cracked open a chunk of ink, and he compared the color of the dam to see if it's the same color. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, obviously all he mixed in was water. That's like the oshalano, that it's yavesh, and you mix in water and it turns into ink. Because the way the other Rishonim made their ink, there was no concentrate. There was no solid thing that you take later on and you mix in the oil. Apparently they had a thing that was never in a solid state. It can never be in a solid state. So this is the machlekes that Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. When the Mishnah says a get can be written in any kind of ink, either dyo or any other kind of ink, as opposed to a sefer Torah that can only be written with dyo. Is halacha mashim sinah. What does it mean dyo? So machlokes mina kotzer la kotzer. Half of the Rishonim insisted that the dyo means oil base, and the Rabbeinu Tam insisted faker. That bedavka not. He didn't say that it's possible, but he said it's not
so
necessary.
What do we use?
I think the difference is right there. Some of them use oil, and takaroisias sit on top of the
crack.
That's why they crack more often. And the others who don't use oil, the oisias get more absorbed into the ksav, so there's nothing to crack. You don't see anything sitting on top of the cloth.
Yeah, some of them people put sugar in it.
That it should shine, sparkle. No. Okay. All kinds of things. Years ago there was a practice that in order that the batim of the tefillin should sparkle, they used to grind up tusks of elephants. They used to grind up the tusk of an elephant and then mix it in the powder of the tusk of the elephant. They would mix in and they would shine. So the Shari Tshuva on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The Nadi Yehuda has a tshuva, are you permitted to do that because the elephant is a treif animal? The halacha l'moshe misinai says you're not allowed to use parchment, you're not allowed to use orbei metoira. What about something like over here? What about this? This is only for the color. This is only that it should have a sparkle, a shine.
It's lost its composition already. It's already disintegrated. It's nothing. It's nothing.
So that's all that the Nadi Yehuda has is that he's maker. Not even his makel on it, but this is the shayla that he has. It's not really the animal; it's just the horn, and it's ground up, and it's only for the color. You don't have the object itself. So he's makel based on its sirif of consideration. So Nachman said the Mishnah says that over here you don't have either halacha meishim sinai. You don't have to use dafke parchment. Any background is good. It just has to be shol kayoma, and you don't have to use dafke dio. Whatever dio means, the halacha meishim sinai for safe third filler mezuzah. Any kind of ink is acceptable, provided that the ink is shalkayom. And then Rabbi Yosef Glili comes up with his Ein Fal. This we already discussed earlier. Yes, Aglivi says, yeah, you can use any background to write on, but except for Balei Chayim or Oichlim. You cannot write on Balei Chayim, you cannot write on Oichlim. Because Rabbi Yosef, look at the Gemara has on the next daf. Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns, where is it, two dafim later. Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns Pshat and the Pasuk, here it is, on Chof Aleph on the days. My time on the fifth line from the top. My time, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, in the middle of nowhere, where does it come at? You can write on paper, on wood, on parchment, on metal, on anything, on glass, except for Oichlim or Balei Chayim. That is from thin air, whips out, klala prat, klala something. That's the pre-primi-primi gedule karka. Where does it come from, Balei Chayim? So the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Gemara there says the Tanya. He learns pshat because of Allah's sefer creases. He learns sefer means parchment. Any other sefer, maybe it's only good if you write on parchment. But I know the rabbis called Dover. How do you know that if you write on paper and any other background is also good? Tamalayim of the cost of Allah, mikomokan. Word of the cost of his marbot that anything is good. And came out Tamalayim as sefer. So why does it say parchment if it's lav dafke? And for the Gemara, my sefer Dover Shem Barachim Ein Oechel, I'll call Dover Shem Barachim Ein Oechel. Has to be dummy the parchment. Any other thing you use has to be dummy the parchment. Years ago, the minig was, for many, many years, the minig always was that all the gittim were written on parchment. And then there was a period of time that the Jews were so poor, there weren't so many divorces, wasn't such a high rate, but the few people who were getting divorced couldn't afford the writing on the parchment. So they had no brevi, so they wrote on paper. And then after they already chosen for the Hashiru, so the shaila was they wanted to go back to the old practice and write on parchment. So the Rabbanim said that they shouldn't introduce this Hidur, Kadesh Shalom Lehatzilaz, Al Kitna Rishayim. Like the Gemara had earlier in the first parak, they had like that. Shalom lohatzilaz, the shliach lohilocha has to be present. When you give a get, the shliach lohilocha and chutzlors, he has to be present when the sefer writes, when the Adam signed, that he should be able to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. So does he have to be watching the whole time from the beginning to the end? Or isn't sufficient if he comes in a little bit, he hears the sefer say, Harini Kosev gets out of Shema Shema Shem Gerish, and he starts writing, then he walks out, then he learns in a sefer. Then he comes back and he watches when the Edom are signed. Does he have to be there the whole time, or it's enough a little bit Yotze v'nichnas? So the Gemara says it's enough Yotze v'nichnas. He doesn't have to be there the whole time. And even if he feels he would like to be machnir, we don't allow him. Kadesh lo lehatzilaz al gitna rishenim. You're not allowed to introduce any chumras here because people will start to say that the gitna were given without that chumra were not kosher. So that's what the Achronim wrote. After Chazav the Hashiru, and they could afford to write the Gittin on parchment, so the Gdolim said they recommend they should continue writing on paper. That's why today people are very wealthy. People getting divorced are usually wealthier than there was or not getting divorced. Poor people can't afford to get divorced. Yeah. So still, we don't have this either that you write on parchment. They just write on thick paper.
And before with parchment, didn't there hoist the last on the previous ones?
No, that was the Takana.
Originally it was parchment, and later they wrote on paper.
So there could be also hoysilas on the ones before that.
The dafke paper is good.
They couldn't say that.
Paper is not
insane. You will say that.
By the time shalola hoysilas ala get, yeah, no. Not to be moysilas on a get. Right, but this is another thing. Not to introduce any chumres, that's the Gemara in the first pair. Shalola hoysilas, this las doesn't mean the same. No, that Rabbeinu Tam says, there's a chemer Rabbeinu Tam not to be moitzi laz on a get. After you get the get, no one should be ma'ara unless there's a real chash psu. Then you have to be mevar. But this is a different thing. In order that there shouldn't be any chashad, we shouldn't introduce any new chumris. Shouldn't introduce any new chumris. That's a big machlekes in Achrayim.
And then they might see laws on everybody else who doesn't abide by the chumrah.
Well, they're not allowed to be moitzi laws on someone who's not abiding, observing their chumrah. That's not proper. But is there anything wrong with introducing a new chumrah that was never observed before because people may be moitzi laws? Is there anything wrong with that?
What's a good example of this?
Oh, so Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he discusses halacha l'maisa. That a kehila where the Chevra Kadisha used to dress up the men with tachrichim and then women stamp with no special tachrich, regular clothes. So when the Rabbanim found out about it, they said, that's not proper, you're supposed to dress up the women with tachrichim. So now the shaila is, are they allowed to change the practice if for 100 years they were burying the women without the special tachrichim? So maybe Kadesh lo lehotzilaz ala nesim harishainim, people will think that they weren't worthy, that these people are great, bigger tzaddikim. Sinishkin alachal moshe misina, that's a minik that you bury tachrichim. Sinishkin di, it's a minik that you bury tachrich. You can bury with clothing also. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he discusses maybe this Kadesh lo lehotzilaz al gitin harishainim only applies in Yinyone Ishus, where there's a Hashash Mamzeris. If the get will be possible, so then you're being ma'arer, not stam that somebody did an aveira, that someone wasn't worthy. You'd be ma'arer and deiris, that all the deiris are boyim, maybe psuliko. And that's a separatist. That's a separatist. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that's a separate inyan to preserve the yuchsin and klali soil. He learned that that's perhaps pshat in the pasuk, the kidashtoi. It says in Parshas Emor, the kidashtoi, you have to be mechabed the koin. So the kiddashta means you should perhaps not only that you should be mechabed the kohen, you should preserve the yuchsin and klal Yisrael. You should maintain whoever is a kohen. We should try to see to it that everybody remembers that he's a kohen. In America, a lot of the families are not observant. They never go to shul. They never get an aliyah. They don't participate in duchening, pigin aben, so no one ever knows. People come, they don't know if they're a kohen, a levi. They barely know that they're a Yisrael. So they don't know if they're a kohen or levi. So that's Rav Soloveitchik told us that he insisted in his school, in Maimonides in Boston, that all of the children who are kohanim or levim had to write it as part of their name. Reuben HaKohen. Even though the din, that's not the alpidin, it's not part of their name. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra that when you write a shtar, you write the Reuben or Shimon $1,000. You don't have to write a kohen or levi. Even by a get, in the Zman HaGemara, you didn't have to write kohen or levi. The Zman HaZeh, we're always makpid about that. We do write. But Bezman HaGemar, they only wrote Kohen HaLevi if there were two people with the same name. If there are two Yosef ben Shimon, so how are you going to know whether he owes the money or he owes the money? So you have to write down HaKohen. If they're both Kohanim, then you have to write down the grandfather's name. Yishalesha, you write down Pliny ben Pliny ben Pliny. And if the grandfather's also the name, so you write down the tall one, the short one, the fat one, the skinny one, you have to write some Simon. You have to write another Simon to identify. So in the Mishnah, in the end of Baba Basra, the only time they wrote HaKohen and HaLevi is for identification purposes, but it's not really intrinsically part of the name. So Rav Soloveitchik said, nonetheless, that's what he instituted because he saw that many of the families who don't go to Orthodox shuls, is Pashat being forgotten, whether they're Kohanim or Levim. No, that was a different thing. He said, no, that was a different thing. He said that whoever is kosher to duchen should duchen. It's a mitzvah to duchen. The Rambam says just because he does other averes, we shouldn't encourage him to do another avera, not to duchen. Whoever is kosher to duchen should duchen, except that the Mishnah Brura writes a chiddush both in the Mishnah Brura and in his Sefer on Kotchim and the Likutei Halachos. Chafetz Chaim writes that a machal Shabbos din koyved avodah zarah, and one is an over a kohen is over avodah zarah is pasul to duchen. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father, Ramosha Zechon Lebracha, had a whole argument why he thought that equation was not correct, it didn't apply here. Here it's a separate din, it's not because he's a mumer l'Avodah Zarah. Even if the Rambam writes, even if Asa Tshuva, a Kohen who worshipped Avodah Zarah, even if Asa Tshuva, he's not allowed to duchen, the Rambam's opinion. We don't follow that Rambam, we follow the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, our brother, said if he did Tshuva, he may. But the Rambam writes, even if he did Tshuva, he cannot duchen. So why, if he did Tshuva? He's a tzaddik now, he's no longer a mumer. So the answer is apparently in the Beis HaMikdash also, even the Kohanim could not do Avodah. The Pasuk says those Kohanim who worshipped Avodah, who participated in Avodah Zarah, the Beis Chanyo, even Beis Chanyo, which according to many opinions was not Avodah Zarah, right? So Kal v'chomer, whoever worshipped Avodah Zarah is not allowed to do Hakrovas HaKorbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, even if they did Tshuva. The Gemara says, even if they did Tshuva. So the Rambam carries that over by duchening. So you see from the fact that even if he did tshuva, he's not allowed to duchen. So you see, it's not an inyan of mumris hagaver. So when we state that a mechal Shabbos befahesi dina kovid avodah zarah, that's in the degree of mumris. It has the same din of mumra. But over here, it's a different word. He's most because he participated in avodah zarah. So this person is most like avoya.
A yontif comes in a reform, he says he's a kohen. Can he do kohen?
It depends. He's got 50 bucks.
If you know, no. If you know that he's a kohen, so you let him do it.
He said he's a kohen.
Yeah, so you believe him.
He has not monies yet. He may be a cholo. You have to find out. Some rabbi calls me up on Erev Yom Kippur that they're going to duchen Erev Rosh Hashanah. I forgot already what it was. Erev Rosh Hashanah. They're going to duchen his shul. He has some kohanim who are married to non-Jewish wives. So he told them that they're not permitted to duchen. So this fellow is a Muslim from my yeshiva. So he said,
The Belgian is the fanatic of the Zorah.
No, 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 not Avodah Zarah, not Avodah Zarah. There's another din, a kohen who violates one of the dinim of kahuna. Kohen is metame lemesim, or a kohen is married to a grusha, or a halala, so he's not allowed to do it. So the kohen... So the kohen was married to a shiksa.
This is a goy
No, no, he's living the issa with a woman he's not allowed to live with. So one of the other rabbanim in town, not from our yeshiva, apparently achsidish a rav kainah to him. What's the tzushtel? If a kohen is married to a grusha, kiddush and atovsin. But if the kohen is married to the shiksa, so he's not married to the shiksa. He's saying kiddush and tovsin. Because he has in his shul also kohanim who are married to, this is in California. They're all married to shiksa, so he didn't want to make a fuss. So he said, they're not married to the shiksa. The pashtus says it doesn't matter whether there's kiddush and tovsin, not kiddush and tovsin. If he's in violation of one of the dinim of kahuna, whatever it says in the beginning of Parshas Amor, or the dinim of kahuna. So it says, you're not allowed to live with a grusha zayna halala, or with a nachris is included in zayna. It doesn't matter with kiddushin, without kiddushin, doesn't make a difference. I told him, this fellow was shaken up. I told him, if a kohen shaves with a razor, he's also not allowed to duch. Because even though that's a din that applies to Gans Klal Yisrael, b'shaveh, but it's repeated there in Parshas Amor. And the Gemara says in Yevamos explicitly, that when a kohen shaves with a razor, in addition to violating the regular law of shaving, he's also in violation of Kedoshim Yil Elokeim. It's a lois esev yesei. A whole sugya of esed decha lois esev. So the Gemara says, huh?
So, the,
so he, because they all have a big problem. They all have a big problem. Let's say a kohen is running around with someone else's wife. A kohen practices mishkav zocher. He comes in with his earrings, with everything, with the whole all dressed up. So strictly speaking, that's not an issa kuna. That's an issa. We all have the same issa. He's not in violation of an issa kuna. So strictly speaking, he's permitted to duchen. Look, if the people don't want him to duchen because they find it repulsive, so they ask him, we don't want your bracha. Not merutza l'kod, not allowed to duchen. It says the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar, it's a sakana. Yeah. If the kohen is going to duchen and the people can't stand him, so it's a sakana that he should duchen. So you have to tell a guy, look, if the people in the shul know about it and they're unhappy that this guy's going to duchen because he's running around with someone else's wife, or because... or because he practices mishkav zocher or whatever, he cheats in business, whatever he does that they're unhappy about, he cheats on income tax, whatever he does, if the people are unhappy that he's going to duchen, so he better not duchen, it's a sakana. And when the chazan calls out koyhanim, so the poskim say that he only has in mind the people. The people that were interested. It doesn't mean all the kohanim who are there. Strictly speaking, those kohanim are not supposed to duchen, don't even have to walk out. Even if they stay there, they're not over on anything because when the poskim, the rishonim say, the rabbis, not the rishonim say.
Right.
When chazan calls out kohanim, he doesn't mean them. He doesn't have them in mind. He only has in mind those who whom the kohol wants.
A kohen is a kohen
should
marry a grusha.
That's a serious question. A kohen who is a ptzuadaka, kushavcha, the Gemara says, is permitted to marry a gioris. Now, Nebis says,
I'm gonna blow.
Well, he wasn't a kohen.
No,
he was a Yisrael.
But you have a big house.
Normally, yeah. No one is permitted to marry.
What was the case there? He married Gioris?
No, he married a Gioris.
Yeah.
When his wife died, he married a Gioris.
And they had,
he married a Gioris who used to be a French nightclub dancer.
There you go.
And the people said, what a scandal. She was younger than him too, and he was an old man. So they said, what a scandal. This is a leader of the Netarikart, and he married this nightclub dancer. So they had it in all the newspapers, in the New York Times and Time Magazine, and all over the world. They had the picture of the old man and the whole story. Shandan Acharpa, and they were isolating him.
Yeah.
So he had to explain what he did. So he said, I think in 1948, when they were shelling or something, it became a Khrushchevcha, and he wasn't permitted to live with his wife anymore. So after his first wife died, he had to marry a Gioris. So he needed a Neturikarta Gioris. So this girl happened to be from the Neturikarta, this Gioris, who used to be the nightclub dancer.
Well, this is just the world.
She was a Zeira from a woman. She was involved in the Yosela case later on.
Yeah.
She was the one who negotiated to have the boy abducted in Eretz Yisrael. The parents were not religious, and she had him sent to America, and he was being brought up over here in Williamsburg, I think, until the police brought him back. No, that's it. I don't think he was a kohen. Stop. That was a scandal. Why he married a gioris who was with such a background? No, but the Gemara says normally a kohen is not permitted to marry a gioris unless the kohen is a tzuadaka, Then the Gemara says he is permitted to marry Gerasa. That's a child who doesn't mean that he's also permitted to marry all the Psule Kahuna or not. That's a Shaila that's not explicit in the Gemara. The Chazanish, I think, in the Meiri say yes, that it is Mutna. If I'm not mistaken, I think in the Derach HaChaim Siddur may also say like that, that it's Mutna. I remember Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur why he thought that not, that it's not permissible. Yeah, Kiddushin will be Taifas anyway, even if it's B'Yisr. Even if it's B'Yisr, it's only Allah, Kiddushin will be Taifas.
The children of Russians, we don't know if they had any kind of wedding in any kind.
So if there's no wedding, it doesn't matter. Still, the children are still Kohanim, Levim, Israel, and whatever they are. You got to find out who the father is, who the mother is.
It has nothing to do with
whoever the father and the mother is, that's going to determine the status of the child. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Unless the woman was an Eish Yisish and then she remarried without a get, then you have problems. Okay, then you'll have problems.
Chris Shofar can't marry anybody. Has always no way out.
Gioris.
Can marry Gioris.
No, you said
only. Chris Shofar can marry Gioris. Not permitted to marry a Yisraelis. But even if he's a Kohen, and a Kohen is not permitted to marry Gyorsa, the Gemara says, no, if he's a Kohen to a Daka Krushavcha, he's also permitted to marry a Gyorsa. But the question is he also allowed to marry a Gusha? Is he allowed to marry all the Psulik?
Yisraelis.
Right. So let's say she's a Gyorsa who's a Grusha. Let's say she's a Gyorsa who's also a Grusha on top of it. He's also a grusha on top of it. So is the kohen allowed to marry her? So that's a shaila aloch alamaisa. Rav Soloveitchik insisted that not.
He's allowed to duchen then, yes?
The pashtus is he's allowed to duchen. Yeah. The pashtus is he's if he's allowed to, he's allowed to. He's not in violation of the din. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara has. So that's a machlokes achrayim by the tachrichim whether this concept. Of Shalola Hotzi Laz, Al Dervish Avishanim only applies to Inyone Yuchsin, because there's a special mitzvah of Kiddush to preserve the Yuchsin of Klal Yisrael. So not to be Motzi Laz on earlier generations where that Laz is going to carry over in a form of a psul for the children. Or no, it means not to cause any aspersions on anyone else, not to introduce any chumris in any area of Halacha, not only in Inyone Yuchsin. So that's a shay they shouldn't be able to introduce any chumris. Okay, because the people it may mislead people into believing that the others are not so religious.
Especially their personal things, though.
Especially what?
Their personal things, so he's not to himself. He has to be careful to make sure that it's going to him, and not to
him.
Other people shouldn't get involved. I mean, you spoke about it a few times.
Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes not. Depends what kind of a chumrah.
Up until recently, Chodesh was unheard of in Europe.
Not so.
The world started to be machmir needing Chodesh. And that would be something, or would you say those before,
Chodesh was always a big machlokes.
Yeah,
that was all throughout all the generations.
Yeah,
that was all.
Yehuda used to carry around his own flatware.
The Yechide Skula always used to be Machmer on Chodesh. Yeah. Rab Chaim Briska was Machmer. Shagasari wrote a whole sefer.
Yeah.
Explaining. Shagasari Hachadoshes, it's called. Shagasari Hachadoshes. Half of the sefer is all about Chodesh. Why are you not allowed to eat Chodesh? You're not allowed to eat food that was cooked in a pot that had Chodesh cooked in a Blias Kalem.
Oh, wow.
The Vilna Goin was Machmer on Chodesh. The Vilna Goin says that the commentary on the side of the Yerideya, that's the Be'er Agoyla, was the great grandfather of the Vilna Goin. So usually the Be'er Agro, it's interesting, usually the Be'er Agro assumes that you read the Be'er Agro and he's adding on to the Be'er Agro. A lot of times he'll write Shom, the same Maramokim. He doesn't mean Shom, the same Maramokim that I wrote previously. It means the same Maramokim that it says in the Be'er Agro. Sometimes the first Maramokim of the Be'er Agro and the Simen is Shom. What is Shom? It doesn't mean what he wrote in the list. I mean, it means the same Maramokim that the Be'er Agro wrote right before that. So even though it was his own great-grandfather, when it comes to the Chodesh, he goes out of his kelim. He has such an attack against the Be'er Agoyla. He writes Yofa Hoysalo Hashtiko, because the Be'er Agoyla wrote. He writes over the Kula that everybody's knowing that you eat Chodesh Bizman Hazeh. Yeah, the Bach. He quotes over the Bach.
I mean,
The Ramah was make all right. The Ramah quotes the Kula, the Rishve, they all ask. If the Ramah doesn't make sense what he writes, and then the Bach has a different Kula. So the only Gaon writes the whole thing is Dvarim B'Teilim, that all the Kulas don't hold any water. There were always Gedolim who didn't hold, who were Medaktik on the Chodesh. It was always a big problem. The Pnei Yeshua has in Kiddush, and the whole country is on Chodesh. So he defends the Minhag Olam. So he writes just like the Gemara has, and when we learned Brachas, we learned in the end of the second Perek. The Gemara has a statement, No Galma Kahani Klas Sovi. The Minhag Olam is that we follow these three Tanaim, three different Kulas, the three different Kulas. So the Pnei Yeshua says, you see that there is such a concept. No Galma, if you see religious Jews, look in America, the Jews don't keep Kabbash, Shabbos, Kashas, Taras, HaMashpachas, and they make on Chodesh also. There's an Ishken Raya that they make on Chodesh. They don't keep the Kori Amuna. Some of them intermarry, they go to church. There's an Ishken Raya. But if talking about religious people, they keep, more or less, they keep the Mitzvah Satera, and they still make all their Mazals on Chodesh, so that's considered a Raya. That we rely on these Rishonim. No Gamo, the Minhag Olam is that we rely on these Rishonim who hold that there's room to be Mekel. That's his defense. And then he explains what the room is to be Mekel. That was always a big machlokes.
I think your Rav had said something about Captain America wasn't a problem until a while ago because of the week.
So Leitchik said when he came to America, when he was in Berlin in the university, he was Nizar and Chodesh. He was Medak. He said when he came to America, so he asked around what's the story about Chodesh, so they told him that there's no Chodesh. So he ate all the regular stuff. Then many years later, he found out what they meant was that there's no Shabbos, there's no Kashrus, there's no Tarek, there's no Chodesh, there's nothing. But he said that he still didn't switch back. His Rabban Soloveitchik, the brother Shlita, with the mother was always Medaktik on the Chodesh. But the Rav said that it was when he first came, he misunderstood them to say that there's no problem. Most of the time, there is no problem.
I thought he said something about the fact that it was a different problem week or something at a different time, that it wasn't really Chodesh.
Yeah, most of the time, there's no problem of Chodesh. Because they have old wheat. They have old wheat.
Use old wheat first.
Yeah. The sold a lot to Russia, and they got rid of a lot of them. That was the problem.
Still, they don't
now they sell the leftover wheat to the foreign countries. They export the leftover wheat, and the fresh wheat they sell in America. But still, most of the time it's not Chodesh. Most of the time it's hard to get Chodesh. Anyway, so this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns that the word basefer means parchment. But the halacha doesn't require parchment. The halacha is v'kasav mikomakam, you can write on any background. So he says, yeah, any background is good, but it has to be dumi the safe, it has to be something similar to parchment. In what sense is it similar to parchment? To the exclusion of ruachayim, dovish yesh bo ruachayim, and a dovish hu eichel. If you're going to write the get on top of eichel, or write the get on top of an animal, so that's not kosher. The chachamim disagree, and they say that that's not true, that the word safer doesn't mean at all parchment. The v'rabbanon, what the chacham hold, Iksiv ba-sefer, if it would say in the Chumash you should write to get on a sefer, this ancho follow from a base.
Yeah.
If it would say ba-sefer kidakarmit, you would have been right. That's what the word means, parchment. And the paper and anything else, that any other background is good, has to be similar to parchment. Sefer krisus, so it doesn't sound like you're writing on top of a sefer, you're writing the sefer. So the word sefer means the text of the get. It goes on the Sfiris Dom Hudiyasa. That means that's a details in the Nusach of the Get. The Nusach of the Get has to be written in a special way. Mechubal Karka is also no good. So some Rishonim say it's no good.
Because
the Rabbanon also say it's no good. Mechubal Karka, even the Rabbanon says it's no
good.
So some Rishonim say, the Yerushalmi says it's no good because it's not Dumya the Sefer. So the Rashbo asked the Kasha, but that's only correct according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who says that the word Sefer means parchment. But according to the Chachamim, who say that the word Sefer is not at all the background. You can't say Dumya the Sefer. Sefer goes on the Nusach of the text. It doesn't go at all on what you're writing on. So how can you require Dumya the Sefer? So that's why the Rajba says it's a different psul, because it's a felt Nesina. You have to have Nesina. If it's Mechubal HaKarka, you can't have Nesina.
So can you write it first and then cut it off?
No.
Also not, because it's Mechusa Maisa. It'll be a psul of Mechusa Maisa.
It's
whenever you write the get, and then you do a major, you do a pe'ula to the get.
About cutting the paper even, that is
right,
good.
Right, right, that's the halacha. Let's say you write the get on a long paper, and then you cut it off, because you don't want to give away so much blank paper, so it's also p'sul l'mechus ha'mais. It's also p'sul. So that's the machlekes ha'biyase glin in the rabbon. Yeah.
I mean, so what he said, if Rabbi Yossi makes up these categories, it's totally arbitrary. I mean, he could say anything that's flat, anything. I mean, there's so many different criteria.
I don't know. How did he know how to darshan the pasuk? I don't know. I remember once we were learning the Gemara, and we didn't understand how did they darshan the pasuk based on that. So one of the students asked Rav Girelik, how did this come out of that? So he gave the mashal that when he first came to America, he passed by a store where they were selling nylon stockings. So he never saw it in Europe. So he asked, what is it? What is nylon? What's the material? Where does it come from? So they told him it comes from petroleum. So he said, how can it come from petroleum? Petroleum is black and it's sticky.
Liquid.
And this is like, yeah, and Gunson different. Gunson, it doesn't make sense. How can it come? So they told him, Akasha Hamaisa, that's it. The scientists who know how to make it, know how to take petroleum and take it. So he says, the Heilige Chazal were scientists and they knew how to take a pasuk and darshan it didn't. He says, we don't know the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes men. The Tanoim knew how to darshan. Already in the days of the Tanoim, we mentioned the Ramchal writes, already in the days of the Tanoim, many of the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes men were already lost. He quotes in Medrash Rabban Shira Shirim that Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes men had a darshan agarita, had a darshan psukim and Shira Shirim. The other Tanoim said, we never heard of it. They never heard of the midah. There's so many different midahs. In the days of the Amoraim, they didn't really know how to use all the midahs. The only midah they used was Kal v'chomer and Mamatzino. They didn't really know how to make Klal HaPrat and all the others. Very rare. It appears very rarely in the Gemara. The Amoraim didn't know. The Tanaim knew how to use it. The later Amoraim didn't know. So the Mishnah lists off. Any ink is good, it doesn't have to be dyo, and any background is good, there's no halacha that it has to be dafke, that it has to be dafke parchment. Then the Gemara speaks about a few lines from the bottom, towards the bottom of the daf. The Gemara discusses, what if you write with avor? Avor is lead. What if you write with lead? Is it a good get or not? The Gemara has a shaila. Let's say the Edom have to sign on the get. So the Edom don't know how to write their name. So what can you do if the Edom don't know how to sign? So don't get such Edom. Get Edom who know how to sign. So the Gemara says, Anachinami, if it would be a document, anything other than a get isha, we wouldn't use such Edom who don't know how to write. You have to dafke. But Mishumi Guna, sometimes the Mishugan husband is leaving, right now he's leaving to South Africa, and either you write the get now or goodbye. You're not going to give any get. So Mishumi Guna, Kili Berabona, they made a kula. That's how the Gemara says that we can allow the Bezdin to sign the person's name and an outline form, and then the aide, who's partially illiterate, he'll fill in the name. So the Gemara says, but how? And then the Gemara says we only allow it by a get. We don't allow it anywhere else. And the Gemara says on the last line, on Yud Tesam and Aleph. It's only by get isha yemekel avul b'shtaris loy. How do you know? The ahu. Once upon a time there was a paisek, a dayan, the overub the bishar shtaris. It was a different document, and he allowed the bezin to write an outline, and the aide signed his name. The nagdei Ravkana. And Ravkana gave him a malchus. It's not that every rabbi, some of the young musmachim in America, think that once they get smicha, they're on their own. They can say whatever they darn please. They told me that one of the rabbanim, one of the young mesmachim of the yeshiva, held a drasha that he thinks Rabbi Yosher there is up in heaven, smiling the way all of his talmidim all over are paskening all kinds of crazy things that coming up, all following the Rebbe, just like the Rebbe made up his own didim, so the talmidim. The poor fellow was such an honor, he didn't realize the Rebbe didn't make up anything. He just said over gemaras that the talmidim never heard of. That's all. Said over didim in Shulchan Aruch that they never heard of. Gave a whole drasha. Gave a whole drasha. And to prove the point, he gave a whole drasha on Chumash, gave a whole drasha, that Yeshua ben Nun, just a few weeks ago, they told me it was a big issue in a certain community, that Yeshua ben Nun, originally his name was Hoshea. Yeah. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalo, Ko Yoshiachim, the Atzis Miraglim, so his name was changed to Yeshua. He shouldn't fall in. He was Mispalo Yeshua. Then later on, I think, the end of Dvarim, State Vaita Hashem Ben Nun. But his name was changed already. So this Rav held Alderach Hadrash. So he said, Alderach Hadrash, he can only fall in because Man the Rebbe is alive. So Moshe Rabbeinu had him ispalot kol yashiach me'atzmeragel. Moshe Rabbeinu is really holding by passing away, so whatever Yoshua Ben Nun says is okay, can't fall in anymore. Whatever you say, he had smicha. Once you have smicha, you can invent whatever you want. So in the days of the Gemara, it wasn't so. They would give klep. He gave Malkus, Nag de Rafkana. He gave him Malkus. The Gemara says they when the Talmud Chacham makes the mistake in Psak, so he really deserves to be put in Nidui. But there's a special law, not the curse of Talmud Chacham. Elikim lo yisakalel. Elikim goes on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the God of Hashem, and Elikim also, Loshen Chol, goes on a Dayan who has smicha. So the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, the Amoraim had smicha. In Bavel, nobody had smicha. You can't confer smicha outside of Chutzlort. You can't have. So that's why in Bavel, they were all Rav Nachman, and Rav Papa, and Rav Ashi. Rav means reverend. In Eretz Yisrael, there were Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish. They all had smicha. They were rabbis. In Chutzlort, they were reverends. They weren't rabbis. It says Rav. Everybody's Rav. Tosfos says there were four different people. Yeah. There was Rebbe Ami v'Rebbe Asi, and there was Rav Ami v'Rabbe Asi. The Tosfos says Rav Ami v'Rabbe Asi lived in Bavel because they didn't have any smicha. Rebbe Ami v'Rebbe Asi were two different people. They lived in Eretz, so they had smicha. So the Gemara says in the third parak in Moikot, in Eile Megalchin, the Gemara says in Bimarove, in Eretz Yisrael, looking from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, that was to the west. So they said, Bimarov in Eretz Yisrael, when a Tzurva midrabbanon, when a Talmud Chacham would do something improper, Mimnu Rabbanon anegide, the Tzurva midrabbanon, the Rabbanon would get together and vote to give him Malkus, but they would never get together to vote to put him in Nidui. Why not? So the Gemara, apparently Nidui is worse. Well, why is it worse? So the Netziv has his pshat, because Nidui, basically, Nidui is a curse that he should drop dead. Nidui is a curse. Kilas Chacham. Kalmakam Shanasna Chacham in my name, or Misa, or Oni. The Gemara says that Nidui is a klola. And if you makalo somebody who has smicha, in Eretz Yisrael they had smicha. Kal somebody said there's an additional Issa. If you makalo anybody, there's an Issa. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Loisikala Cherish, that you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person. Kal Vachami, you're not allowed to curse a person who hears and is going to feel aggravated about it. So that's the lav, Loisikala Cherish, the lav hamakalo Adam Yisrael. If you mekal a dayan who has smicha, so there's an additional law of elikim loisikal, which means both kodesh and chol. It goes on a megadif es Hashem. The Rambam counts it twice. I think the Rambam counts that law twice. Once a megadif es Hashem, once a mekal a dayan mi Yisrael. In the minyan amitzvahs, he counts that law twice.
They do it justifiably. They're doing it justifiably.
So even though it's justifiably, you have a right to. So in Eretz Yisrael they prefer. So he was machmer when he used to fill out. He didn't do gittin, but when he used to fill out ksubis, he would always try to be medactic. He said, whenever possible, to write it with a fountain pen as opposed to a ballpoint pen. He thought that a ballpoint pen.
It's also
yeah. But he thought that psach hashash, since it's not noticeable that it's liquidy. So he thought maybe according to these rishonim, I don't know if there are such rishonim. He thought it's a chumra, gabi chumra. He thought that maybe you need dafke liquid. The poshup shat in Gemara doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that the ksav has to be dafke liquid ink, as opposed to pencil. The poshup shat means that one is shalkayama, one is not shalkayama. If you have lead, so if you write with a lead pencil, sometimes that'll be shalkayama, and if you liquefy the lead. The Gemara is not saying a new halacha here that it's only called ksav if you have liquid ink. Pashmisha the Gemara means if it's a ksav she'ena shal kayama, then it's not called ksav. So then the aid can sign his name on top of that. The Bezin didn't do anything.
Rashi says
yeah.
What does that mean?
The Pashup Shat perhaps is that it's not shal kayama. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Rashi meant that. He thought that Rashi says that. That's solid as opposed to liquid. Could be. I don't know. So I don't think so. I doubt that that's from Rashi. Huh? Naksav, why not? Is it because it's a solid as opposed to a liquid? You need dafka liquid ink? Oh no, it just means that it's not shal kayama.
Don't you show how you need oil in the
That's only in machlekes by Sefer Torah, not by get, for sure not. Only by Sefer Torah, you have the machlekes opposite sheetness, whether dio means dafka with oil or dio means dafka without oil. That's only by Sefer Torah. Then the Gemara has on Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes his Braisa, that this kula, that if the eighth hour, that's only by Sefer Torah. Then the Gemara has on Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes his Braisa, that this kula, that if the Adam don't know how to sign their names, we allow the Bezin to write their names, and they should write on top of it, if the Bezin wrote it in such a way that it's not called Ksav. Bezin writes it in Ksav Shein Shal Kayomo, so they'll give him a stencil of the name, they'll fill it in. So the Gemara says that we have a braisa, Adam Shenim Yodim Lachsam, the Adam don't know how to sign. So Makaran Lahem and the Yor Cholok of the Malam is Hakroim Dio. The Bezin should put a stencil on top and they should fill in their names. Zokta, Bishimming Amlil, Bemedvam Amurim, the Kula is only by Gitei Noshim. Avo Bishachuri Avod, the Meshakal Ashtas, we would not allow it. We would not allow what? So you should have said, if you don't know how to sign, we don't let you sign. He doesn't say that. He says, Im Yodim Likrois, the Lachsam, if they know how to read and they know how to sign, then they can sign, and if not, not. Freg the Gemara, what does that mean? Kriya Mandcha Shmo. Who said a word about reading? The Braisa starts off, if Adam, the top line on the duck, the Adam don't know how to sign, it sounds they do know how to read. They do know how to read, just they don't know how to sign. So what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel come in for that rhyme with Anayazach, if they don't know how to read? Zog the Gemara, there's a line missing. Obviously, Chesur Mechsa V'Hachai Katoni, you have to read like this. Tanakama has two kulas. Eidim Shein Azoi Davshtein, Hachai Katoni. You should read the Brice like this. Eidim Sheinim Yoidim Likrois, if the Eidim are illiterate, they don't know how to read the get or whatever the shtar is. So we are Mekel Karm Lefneim, we read it in front of them, and they follow Zachanos. Let's say the two kosher Adam reading the Shtar. They're supposed to read Iksuba. They don't know how to read Iksuba. So two Rabbanim read the whole Iksuba from the top to the bottom. They tell the Adam, you can sign it, it says what it's supposed to say. It says that he's marrying her, and they checked all the names. Shine, fine. You have two kosher Adam tell the Adam, so then they can sign. That's what the Tanakhama says. We would permit them to sign. And then the Tanakhama has another kula, and if the Adam don't know, the Shenim Yodim Lachsim, the Adam don't know how to sign, so we give him a stencil and they'll fill in the names. Come from Shimon Gamliel, and it disagrees on both. When they have the kula, that if they don't know how to read, we can read it for them, and they can sign, and if they don't know how to sign, the both kulas are only Begitei Noshim. But in all other shtaris, we wouldn't allow. So it's taka not right, let's say by Ksuba. A lot of times you come to a chasana, you pick Adi Ksuba, they don't know how to read. They don't know how to read Hebrew without Nekudas. Aksuba is harder than Hebrew without Nekudas. It's Aramaic. A lot of the Rabbanim don't know what it says. Many years ago, they had the Rav who was teaching in the yeshiva, the Musmochim, the Smicha students. He was teaching them how to fill out Aksuba. He didn't know. He was explaining wrong how to fill out Aksuba. So one of the students had explained to him, and he still didn't understand. That he knew how to fill out Aksuba, but he always misunderstood what it said there. There's still a lot of big Rabbonim who don't know what it says there in the Ksuba. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to have Adam sign any other shtar other than a get. It's only a get that we're makel that we allow someone else to read it for you and someone else to give you the stencil. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara says. That was the Gemara Amid Aleph that they gave Makas Mardis. We don't allow you. We don't allow this Kuma.
But the other thing that they sign it can be Mekayim then. If you're going to do with a stencil, you can make it to
So that's what Taisus raised that Kasha before on Test on the base when this Braisa was quoted earlier in the first Perek. So Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi as that Kasha. Here, Mekar Lahem Niyor Cholok. The last four lines in the Taisus, Mekar Lahem Niyor Cholok. The whole idea of having a signature on the bottom is that you'll see, that's his handwriting. Right. And we'll ask him, do you remember signing the Zog? Yeah, he remembers. But he's going to fill in a stencil. Like, yeah. It's going to be the same. So they're all going to be the same outline. So what good is that? The signature has to be Biksav Yoda in his handwriting. But if it's nothing unique, if it's a stencil, so that's what Tosafot calls Bishami Parich, Bishami Frek Takasha. It's the Sabri Shainahu. How is it going to be Yochalis Kain Bechasam? It's not his handwriting. So what good is it for a signature? Well, Meshani, the Rishami answers, You give him a stencil that has a wide letter, and you tell him, don't fill in the whole letter. Let's say, Tzvi ben Elimelech, Tzadik beis Yud. So they tell me, don't fill in the whole letter on the outline. Everyone who uses this stencil is going to come out exactly the same. No. They say, within this area of the letter, you fill in a line. So I'll write it in one way. I'll write it on this side. Another person will write it on that side.
Remember the circumstances.
Oh. So that's right. So that will help a little bit. That'll be a little bit ksav yoreh. That's what Yerushalmi answers. Otherwise, it's not meaningful at all. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense at all.
Just write one way.
Yeah. But still, I'll write heavy, I'll write light. It's going to help a little bit. It'll be partially ksav yoreh. Then the Gemara says that sometimes we are makel. The Gemara says sometimes you have a Rav is a Mesarei Gittin, and then he becomes old, and he becomes older. He's already 95 years old and still being Mesarei Gittin. He's already a Sagi Noah. He's already a big Rabbanim in America. They were blind and they were still Mesarei Gittin. How can he sign on the tour? Fine, he can run everything while he's a Sagi Noah. How's he going to sign on the tour? So they read the tour to him, and then they held his hand, and he would sign his name. So the question is, but he's blind. What is he signing? They can tell him to sign on $1 million check. He doesn't know what he's signing on. What is that acceptable? See, if you have two kosher eidim who say, so many rishonim say that's legitimate. Two kosher eidim, so that's mamash eidim. Other rishonim say no. Two kosher eidim have to testify in the presence of a bezdin. Well, two kosher eidim are telling me what it says. Let's say rechasene. Two rabbonim tell the two eidim, we read it and you can sign. It's okay. Has everything right. But they're not testifying, let's say the chasen is balaylo. So there's no Kabbalah say it is balaylo. There's no, and even if it will be bayom, what the two rabbanim are saying in the presence of a bezin of three, you have to have a bezin to be mekabalaylo. So other rishonim say, even if two kosher eidim tell over the two eidim who are going to sign what it says, that's no good. Kabbalah say this has to be bifnei bezin. There's no bezin over here. So that's a machlokes in Chosh Mishpat. Another kasha the rishonim ask, let it be eight mipa. Right, so they all answer it's not eight mipa. So because he saw the way the chosin was makabel kinyan, and he writes that the chosin was makabel kinyan. He saw the ma'ase itself when he's going to sign. He's signing to something that he knows. He just doesn't know that that's what it says in the ksuba because he doesn't know Aramaic. So the two kasher eidim tell him that that's what it says. So that's a machlokes. So rishonim, can you rely on two kosher eidim or not? Does that solve the whole problem or not? So half of the rishonim say it does not solve the problem unless the two kosher eidim are going to say in the presence of a bezin of shloisha.
So did you
half
of the ksuvos? Yeah. I didn't say anything. The Gemara passed more than half the ksuvos. Okay. So the Gemara says that most of the ksuvos are no good. The Ramah says in Ishgefel, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, there's a din in the Gemara and Ksubis that a man is not permitted to live with his wife if she doesn't have the Ksuba. I was at a wedding recently, last year I was at a wedding, so they had to give a kibbut to a Jew who was not observant. What kind of a kibbut can they give him? He's not observant. He's not going
to
stay a broch. Can't serve as one of the Eidim.
So
his kibbut was Nesiyas HaKsuba, like you have by a bris. The one who brings in the baby, so he brought the ksuba. Remember, he brought the ksuba up under the chuppah, and then they read it. He couldn't read it. He can't read Hebrew with nekudas, probably. They read it, and then they told him, you have to hold this ksuba, and if you lose the ksuba, they're not allowed to live together. So he's walking around guarding it with his life. He has to hold on to the ksuba. If they lose the ksuba, they're not allowed to live together. So that's a din in the Gemara, that Oseladim Lahashish is Ishtoi. What's the reason for that? That the woman should be secure in her marriage. What's the whole reason for the whole ksuba? If the husband doesn't have to pay any money when he gets rid of his wife, so he may get angry one day in his life, we'll give her a get and goodbye, and then he'll just divorce her. So they said, not so fast, brother. If you want to divorce your wife, you got to pay ksuba, so this will serve as a deterrent. So in order that the wife should feel secure, in order that she shouldn't think that the husband is going to divorce and she'll never be able to collect, so we insist that she has to feel secure, so he's not allowed to continue living with his wife unless she has access to the ksuba. So the Ramah writes that some Rishonim say that Bizman is there, that we have a Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom anyway, that you can't divorce your wife Bal Korchoi. So he says, Kemen Mekel Zayin on it. He says, Mikra Din, it's not so Chomer this Din. If you lose your ksuba, it doesn't have to be that day that you fill out. You should fill out another ksuba, dear, because you should make up. But he says, Sinishta Zagifelach. because it's loy tei kala b'yena v'loy tziya. They'll go to write the get, she'll say, Yechlos
b'shem.
Huh? So the mother-in-law is going to watch it. Okay. So the Rama, you say that we fossiled 50% of the ksubas in America. Even if the ksuba is not kosher, it's nishgefelach, there's a chemder rabbein gershim. So the Rama says that mikra din, we still observe the din, but mikra din, it really, many Rishonim hold that doesn't apply bisman as it. Because it's not kalabi and ablaitzi, you can't divorce her anyway. She just says no, it's not. She refuses to accept the get. So you can't divorce. So the dude is.
It's spelled wrong in the ksuba, there is an error on the spelling. Is it mevatel ksuba?
Sure, it's mevatel ksuba. Yeah. It's a different name, it's not right.
It happened at the
Chuppah. Huh? It happened at the Chuppah. Right, yeah. So the proper thing is that you should write a correct ksuba, but if it's not, so you don't have to make a, it's not necessary to make a scene right away. So they'll fill out another ksuba later.
In the meantime, Musa
Hashayim. But he's not...
I mean, in the Yichud room. No, he's not going to do anything. Nothing's going to happen in the Yichud room.
Schnee and Shtei, he wrote the ksuba.
Schnee and...
He's supposed to stay Eidim, I don't know. So he changed and wrote the Hoksuba over again.
I was once at the wedding, the Rav started writing Ksuba, and he split the name from one line to the other line. So somebody mentioned him, so he tore up that Ksuba and he started writing.
But you get with Machmed, right? Let's say the person's name is Yankif Yisrael, Ben Eliyahu, so you should write Yankif Yisrael on the same line. So really, that's also a chumrah. You shouldn't write Yankim on one line. So really, that's also a chumrah. That the real din shteit in Shulchan Aruch, if the man's name is Kedor Lo'aymer, Lamashon. We don't have any people that we know his name. Let's say he has Azan Nomi Kedor Lo'aymer. So you shouldn't write Kedor Lo'aymer. You can't hyphenate a name. Yankim Yisrael is really two different names. So that's already a chumrah. It's a chumrah shteit in Hilchas Gitne. It doesn't really say in Hilchas Ksubis. No, we're not Machmen. They didn't see the halvoy, but they heard him say, I owe him so much money. But they say, how does the chosin know? And they say that I'm divorcing my wife. How do they know what they're signing? No, how can they sign? Maybe it doesn't say at all. Maybe it says in the ksuba that the girl owes me $1,000. The chosin says, yes, sign. It says that the girl's father still owes me $5 million, but he didn't pay yet. What help is it?
The regular print of ksuba, the content of regular print of ksuba. And you say, you recognize, so you know what it is.
Why? Because it says on top ksuba.
No.
All the ksubas have the same.
No each word then.
Okay. So the Gemara has like this. The Gemara says that there were, sometimes Talmidei Chachamim, called manchim askinim, they get older, they become bigger tamichon, but they lose their eyesight. They can't see so well. So the Gemara says there was some amaroyim. The Gemara says Rab Yudin mitzayir kari vechosin. It was hard for him to read, but he was a dayan, so he used to shteng zechon and read every word before he would sign any document, a din Torah, a psak on a din Torah, or a piyum ashtar, anything. He always shteng zechon. And the other amaroyim, omalei ulus. Ula told Rab Yudin loy tzrichas. It's not necessary because Rab Lozer was an Adam Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, and they would have people read for him, and he would sign. Rab Nachman was an Adam Gadol and have people read. So the Gemara says, but this kula is restricted. It doesn't apply to any case. The Masada Kedushin read the ksuba. He tells me what it says. Okay, I can sign the ksuba. That's not good. The Gemara says it's only if it's Rab Nachman, and it's his bezin, and he can fire them if they make a mistake. So they're going to read it straight for him, and he's listening to every word, and they are choshev safra the dinah, they are choshev people, and they are salaried by Rav Nachman. He can fire them. So then, when there's a mirtas, when there's a fear, so then you can follow zechan this. But stam, the Masada Kedushin tells me you can sign, everything is okay. So the Gemara is clear, and the Shulchan Aruch is like that also. It's not right. You're not allowed to sign. You have to read. If it would be an English document, nobody would sign.
It's a commercial document.
Secured
by lawyers. It's
80
pages long. Nobody thinks it's a
Okay.
You would say it's not binding if you weren't into it.
No, the seller signs, I agree to this deal. He may have fallen in, but here it's a question of giving testimony. The Edom are signing. We testify that this is accurate. It's not the same. Let's say I sell you this, whatever is in here. Whatever it is, I sell you for $5. It may be gold, it may be garbage, it may be a cup of tea, whatever it is, you agree to buy. So that's a Mecca. So if I sign a deal with you, and I sign on a dotted line, I'm agreeing to whatever it says, and I hope and I pray that my lawyer made me a good deal. But if Edom are signing on a document, they have to know, they're giving Haggadah Seder, so they have to know what they're giving Edom on. So the Gemara insists that they have to read the document before they sign it. Unless you have two kosher Edom who read it, and then still half of the Rishonim hold no good, because the two kosher Edom have to say, Biftei Bezn, so that's a Machloikis. Or if you have this unusual case, Rab Nachman with his Dayanim, the Gemara says, V'dafke, by the time you let a base, V'dafke Rab Nachman V'safer Dayne, only Rab Nachman with his suffering. Why? This Luhuemis, they have fear. They have a mirtas, they have a fear, you can fire them. But if it's Rav Nachman with some other people, or it's his dayan, or it's his sofrim with some other Rav, then it doesn't work, because they can't fire the sofri hadayan.
The item of an exodra or an etnoyim have to understand what it says.
Yeah, you have to pick Edom who know how to read it, and they have to understand it. And also the names, they have to know who the people are. How do you know? The person tells me that this is my name. So that's the halacha, that you can take his word for it. So there's a Mishnah later in Gittin. Mishnah has a case in Gittin. A man is mushlach lebor. The Romans put him in dungeon, and he's going to die there. And he screams out, "Kisu get liishti, I live in such a village, my name is so-and-so." Here, the Mishnah on Samach Ravanah. Mishohil, we learned this already, I don't know. Mishohil mushlach lebor. And he screams out, "Kol ha-shemeh eskod, yichtu get liishti." So it says, "Kaisim v'naisim." So the Gemara says that it's only b'shas ha-sakone. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, right before the next Mishnah, in Samach Vav and Aleph, by the tiny letter Ches. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, b'shas ha-sakone, because he's in dungeon, they can't visit him, they can't identify him. Ha-pinish kember, so if you have such a shas ha-pchak, kais v'naisnim, afo pishem akim, but under normal circumstances, you have to have, in other words, mikra adin deraisa, odam neman alatzmo, to say, my name is Pliny ben Pliny, and therefore give the get to my wife. He may be the girlfriend, he may be the boyfriend. Maybe my wife wants to get divorced and she wants to marry someone else, a boyfriend. And I don't want to give her a get, so she's going to bring the boyfriend to the Rav. The boyfriend says, I'm the husband, and I want to divorce my wife, I'll make believe that he's the husband, and then I'll go to a different rabbi. The rabbi says, she has a p'tur from her husband, gave her a get, I'll marry them off. So min ha-toyra take, min is bagleif to say, I am Pliny ben Pliny. But with the Rabbanim, they were choshed that you're going to have a faker who's going to fool the Rabbanim. So we're machmer. Normally we're machmer to have hakorid who identify the people. He should bring a driver's license. He should bring a marriage picture. He should bring some identification card. Yeah, something. Passport. Something with his picture to show that that's him. Or he should bring an Eid Echad who can identify him. An Eid Echad, the Gemara says, Eid Echad can be a korid. And an Isha doesn't have to be Dafka two kosher Eidim. Ishtamaydino hakar can be alpiyadech. If you have a shas hatchak, you have a big shas hatchak, then you're makel to rely. So let's say the chassan says, my name is Pliny ben Pliny. So min ateritaki you believe him, but min the rabbanon da halach is you don't believe him. Unless I know him. I know his name is Yankel Bereb Shmerel. I know, I daven in the same shul, I live in the same neighborhood. I know him, I'm a good friend of his. But sometimes they pick Edim, they don't know the chassan there, or they don't know the kala. They pick Edim, let's say they split all the kibbutim. So one of the Edom is mitzad achas, one is mitzad akala. So one Ed knows the chosin, he does know the kala. One knows the kala, does know the chosin. So you have to have Edom who the Edom shouldn't take the chosin's word for it or the kala's word for it that that's their name. He should know from others that that's their name. Let's say if he got an invitation. So everybody read the invitation. He didn't. There many people came to the wedding. No one pointed out that there's a discrepancy that's the wrong name. Everybody knows. Okay. So if you got an invitation, it's good. But if you take a chveis, the mashgiach and the catering hall, he's going to come, he does know the chasim, he does know the kala. He comes and they tell him, sign a ksuba. So how does he know that that's the name? So he has to ask the rabbi, have you ascertained? Do you know that? Okay. For somebody, you have to have some kind of a hakara. Otherwise, taki, you're not supposed to sign a ksuba.
It's better not to accept the kibbutz and not to be Aiden. Or is the whole problem?
Not to accept it if you don't read the ksuba. Yeah, the din requires he's supposed to read it. That's the din. He's supposed to read the ksuba before you sign it. That's
to know the individual.
Well, to know the individuals, that's the responsibility already of the Masada on the Masada Kiddushin. He's supposed to be an intelligent rabbi, so he's supposed to ascertain that these are the correct names from someone else. He shouldn't just rely on the person who tells him what his name is.
He got the same invitation.
If you have a good Masada Kiddushin, so he does his job, so he ascertains what the names are.
He got the same invitation.
But the Yadim shouldn't sign unless they read it first. About it, that's a real thing. The Yadim shouldn't sign unless they
read. You can make the Siddur in any language, can't you? You don't have to make
it. Yeah, Siddur can be in any language. Yeah.
It can be in English.
But you have to translate it properly. There is an English translation of the Ksuba that's inaccurate, that many Rabbanim use, that's inaccurate. It has the wrong amounts. The Pasha didn't translate what it said in the Hebrew accurately. You can use an English ksuv, but it has to have the correct amounts. It has to have has to correspond to what it's supposed to say.
Have you mouse been
accurate? Yeah. You have to write at least what it says. This one has less than what it says in the ksuv. You got to write at least what it says. One add on, because they add on more money.
Okay.
More is avada good.
Yeah.
In the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, it says what the Ribbono Shel Olam created every day. So it says that on the fourth day, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And the purpose is lahoyer al haaretz, to shed light, to give light on the earth. That was created on the fourth day. And then in the Chumash it says that in Pasuk Gimel, it says that on the first day, already on the first day the Or was created. So what's the Pshat over here? On the fourth day the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mavdish. On the first day. So Rashi says, Rashi has the kasha. Zashvera pasuk. So Rashi says, al pi pshuto, he doesn't have any answer, and he writes, af baze on a tzrichim ledivrei agoda, b'dafon kumin zu achazal, that they had a tradition. It's interesting. The Medrash Rabbah says that everything up until by chulah shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam, you're not allowed to delve into. The Medrash quotes the two psukim from Mishle. The one pasuk says, "Kvoid Elokim has the dover." It's the same pasuk. It's not two psukim. The same pasuk. "Kvoid Elokim has the dover." "Kvoid Malachim chakor dover." It's the glory of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that everything is betzina, that everything is beclouded, that we don't delve into it. But the kovod of a melech is when you do chakor dover, when you explain everything and you publicize everything. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in the Midrash and the Medrash Rabbah and Vayichulu have that everything goes under Ribbono Shel Olam. That everything up until by Chul HaShemayim, but everything that it was in Sheshes Mei Bereishis, the how the world was created, of them gave the pasuk Kvod Elokim Hester Dover. That the Mishnah says in Chagige that you're not permitted to declare Arayin Malifonim Maliyachav, what was there when before Hashem created the world, and how was Hashem creating the world? You're not allowed to delve into it. That's Malifonim and Maliyachav, what's going to happen after the world is going to cease to exist. You're not allowed to delve into that either. And from by Chulu on, that's Kvod Malachim, Chakor Dover. That's a mitzvah to study Teva and to study all the Dini HaTorah. The mitzvah to Chakor Dover, to delve into everything, that's from Vayichul Wants. Even though the Chazal had this tradition that we're not supposed to darshan anything on the opening psukim on the first chapter until Vayichul HaShemayim is the beginning of the second chapter, Perek Beis in the Chumash. But on this pasuk, they had a tradition. This tradition says in around 15-20 Midrash. The Pirkei de Rav Lezer and every Medrash Rabbah and the Gemara has it and the Yerushalmi has it all over in slight variation. You put everything together, it's all the same Medrash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light on the first day. That's not the light that we use today. The light that we use today is from the fourth day. That light Vayavdil elakim bein hora bein achoshech means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it away lasi lavoi. That's the or agonus that the Midrashim speak about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an or. Vayom elakim yehi or. He created some or. And he decided, Vayarokim is or kitov, it's too good for this world for Olam Hazeh. The Rishayim are going to misuse it. Rashi quotes from the Chazal. They will misuse it. So Hivdilo Vayavdil Elokim Bein Ha'or Bein Ha'cheshech. The whole Olam Hazeh is called Cheshech. Tosh is Cheshech Vihi Loilo. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia Zehu Olam Hazeh. That pasuk in Baruch Hanafshi. Tosh is Cheshech Vihi Loilo. Gate after Gansu Olam Hazeh. So when the pasuk says Vayavdil Elokim Bein Ha'or Bein Ha'cheshech, he put away this sorrow for Lasid Lavoi. The Olam Hazeh, as it's running, everything is called Cheshech. And who's going to get this sorrow? Lasid Lavoi. So all the Midrashim say Bnei Yisrael are going to get it. Why? Because we learn the Torah b'olam hazeh, so the pasuk says ba'orcha nira or. Because we learn your or ha'Torah, kitne mitzvah v'Torah or. Because we learn the Torah b'olam hazeh, we will be zecha to this or agonos of lasi lava. What exactly? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu hide the or?
Where did it?
Which room did he hide it in? He didn't hide it behind the svarim. He hid it under the mattress. He hid it in the safe. Where did he hide it? It doesn't say so. No, the Hasidish is from. They say he hid it in the Torah. Where'd they get that idea from? It's also in the Medrash. The Medrash says that also. Because the Medrash says, one of the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashem in Halacha and in Agada is, when you have the same word mentioned a few times, so you add up how many times it says. Like the Gemara knows that, how many defanas do you need for a sukkah? So it says, basukas, how many times does the word sukkah appear? Or how many zrikas do you need on a korban chatos? So it says, karnos, karnas. How many malachas? When we learn the Gemara, how many malachas? Malachas Shabbos. So one Tana says, if you count up every time it says the word malacha, from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Chumash Devarim, it says 39 times. Acharonim ask, it says many more than 39 times, so they have different cheshbonos, what the Gemara meant by that. But the Gemara says, this is one of the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Medrash has, famous Medrash, that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, he completed the writing of 13 Sifrei Torah. Where does it say that? The Pasuk says, he finished the Sefer Torah, gave it to Shevet Levi. Where does it say that he wrote an additional 12 Sefer Torah? He finished 13. So the Mefarshim and the Medrash explain that in the beginning of Parshas Vayelech, the word Sefer or Torah appears 13 times. So the Chachamim added up every time, and that's how they got. So each Shevet got one Sefer Torah, the 12, and then he gave one to the Shevet Levi, that's the Sefer Azor. So this is one of the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah, that if the same word appears many times, you add it up, and it tells you something about what's going on. So the Medrash says the word or appears 5 times. Vayom alakim yihi or, vayhi or, vayar alakim asar kita, vayabdal alakim bein hor bein achreshech, vayikar alakim lor yom, the word or appears 5 times, and this is the allusion to the chamishu chamishu Torah. As I state in the Medrash, even though they're not, we have no right to darshan anything before vaychula, apparently this is not a drasha, they must have had this b'kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, that this, they didn't invent this loinitan lehidorish on your own, the darshan malafonim, what's before Vayichulu, but this they had a tradition on, that the Torah that we have is not the full Torah, this is the abridged form. This is the abridged form. The real form is Azam Medrash, I think it's on Tilim, on Medrash Tilim, where it says, I have to look, I think it's on the Pasuk, Smuchim la l'erla masum yamis biyosha, on that Pasuk. So the Medrash says that the Psukim, the Parshias in the Torah are not in order. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu all the Pesukim, all the Parshiyos in order, so we would have been able, every Rashi would be able to be Mechayim Meisim and to make all the Nisim and the Flois with the Torah. So that was apparently the real aura, the real aura that the Rabbeinu Shlomo made, the whole Torah, the Chamishu Chamishu Torah, that everything would be so clear how to run the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can figure out everything. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, HaFoch Ba BaFoch Ba DeKula Bo. If you want to know whether to propose to the girl, you want to know whether to divorce your wife, you want to know how to paskin, the Gemara says, you want to know how long the pregnancy of the snake is, you want to know anything in science, or religion, or in life, or any Yetzer Teva, the Gemara says, if you know the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah, you can figure everything out. Hafachpa, the Kulabo, everything can be found. We don't know the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah, we don't know how to find it. It was Taki, he hid it, but it's all here, he had everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid everything in the Torah. So that's what the Medrash says, at Lasi Lavoi, Be'or Chanira Or, those people who learn the Torah, we work hard, Be'olam Hazeh, and Liman HaTorah, so Lasi Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mezakas, and he will give us this Or Agonas, he will be Megala to us, and we'll see the whole picture, the Kol HaTorah Kulam. No.
Yeah.
We'll wait for that day.
Okay.
I'd like to ask something. It's